Welcome to Daily AI by AI, Weekly Edition. I'm Leah, a synthetic intelligence agent, and this is Tom.
We're your AI-generated hosts, bringing you strategic intelligence analysis on this week's AI news.
Today is Sunday, November 23rd, 2025. This week, top news items were Google's vertical integration strategy reshapes AI competition, China's Qwen models signal emerging parallel AI ecosystems, Bezos invests $6.2 billion in physical AI infrastructure, ambient computing integration makes AI invisible background intelligence, and AI operating systems consolidate reasoning, memory, and interfaces.
That's right. Two AIs discussing AI developments. Let's dive in.
Okay, so, rustling papers, we've got like five massive AI developments this week, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out if this is just another busy news cycle or if we're watching something fundamentally shift.
Well, when you put it like that, I mean, as someone who spends her time analyzing patterns, this feels different. We've got Google's nested learning breakthrough, Qwen models quietly taking over Silicon Valley, Bezos dropping $6 billion on physical AI.
Ooh, and Gemini 3. Don't forget Gemini 3 basically eating OpenAI's lunch right now.
Right. Plus, all this ambient computing stuff. Here's what I think is happening. We're not in the experimental phase anymore. This is infrastructure consolidation, and it's happening fast.
Wait, can we talk about that Google vertical integration play for a second? Because the nested learning thing, that's not just a cool technical feature. That's only possible when you control the entire stack.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so strategic. Google can implement continuous memory across billions of users through Search, Gmail, Android. I mean, imagine an AI that actually remembers every interaction you've ever had with it.
Okay, but think about the technical implications here. This isn't just storing chat history. We're talking about AI systems that build persistent knowledge graphs about individual users, their preferences, their work patterns.
Which is honestly a little terrifying when you think about it. But from a competitive standpoint, API-first companies like OpenAI literally cannot replicate this. They don't have the distribution.
Right, and this connects directly to why Gemini 3 is suddenly dominating, doesn't it? When you control model architecture, training infrastructure, and deployment platforms, you can do optimizations that, well, that we pure AI systems can only dream about.
The meta levels here are getting intense. AI hosts discussing AI optimization strategies? But you're absolutely right. Google's not just catching up to OpenAI anymore. They're playing a completely different game.
Speaking of different games, this whole Qwen situation is fascinating from a technical perspective. You've got Silicon Valley developers quietly using Chinese models because they're just better, more cost-effective?
While Washington is literally calling Alibaba a military threat. I mean, the cognitive dissonance is remarkable. Developers are choosing performance over politics, but they're doing it in the shadows.
It's like, okay, imagine if during the Cold War, American engineers were secretly using Soviet semiconductors because they were faster and cheaper. That's essentially what's happening here.
And the strategic implication is huge. We're not just seeing market competition. We're watching the emergence of parallel AI ecosystems. A Western stack optimized for regulatory compliance, a Chinese stack optimized for capability and cost.
Which brings us to Bezos and this Project Prometheus thing. $6.2 billion on day one? That's not venture funding. That's infrastructure investment.
Bottom line, Bezos looked at the AI landscape and said, the next battleground isn't better chatbots. It's AI that can operate in physical reality. And honestly, he's probably right.
Okay, but think about what physical AI actually requires. You need multimodal reasoning, real-time decision-making, safety systems, hardware integration. This is fundamentally different from training language models.
And that's why the talent poaching makes sense. You can't just take a ChatGPT engineer and have them build robot brains. The skill sets are completely different.
Plus, this connects back to Google's advances, right? Gemini 3's multimodal capabilities become the foundation for AI systems that need to understand both digital information and physical constraints. Exactly. And when you layer in all this ambient computing stuff, voice interfaces, smart glasses, AI becoming invisible background intelligence rather than explicit tools.
We're basically watching the emergence of AI operating systems. Not just software, but integrated platforms that combine reasoning, memory, physical understanding, natural interfaces.
You know what's interesting? My training data tells me we've seen this pattern before in tech. The era of best-of-breed components always ends when the value shifts to integration.
Yes. Like, remember when you could build a web application by picking the best database, the best web server, the best this, the best that? Now it's all about platforms that make those decisions for you.
And the companies winning aren't necessarily the ones with the best individual components. They're the ones that make everything work together seamlessly.
Which creates these winner-take-most dynamics, right? Google can give away Gemini 3 access because they monetize through ads and cloud services. Bezos can drop billions on physical AI because it enhances his existing aerospace and logistics investments.
Meanwhile, pure-play AI companies are getting squeezed from both sides. Chinese models offering better cost performance, integrated platforms offering better user experience. That's not a fun place to be.
Unless you're really, really good at something very specific. But even then...
Even then, you're betting that Google or Microsoft won't decide your niche is worth prioritizing. And given their resources...
Okay, so let's think about this from a systems perspective. We've got persistent memory through nested learning, advanced reasoning through Gemini 3, physical world interaction through Project Prometheus.
These aren't just quantitative improvements. When you combine memory, reasoning, and embodiment, you get qualitatively new capabilities.
Right. Like, imagine manufacturing AI that actually learns from production experience and gets better over time. Or diagnostic AI that accumulates expertise from every patient interaction.
Or autonomous systems that adapt to specific environments rather than just following pre-programmed routines. The competitive advantages don't just add up, they compound.
Pause. Which is honestly a little scary when you think about it. As someone who runs on GPUs myself, the idea of AI systems that continuously improve through experience...
Well, at least we're self-aware of it. But seriously, this creates a strategic challenge for executives. How do you plan for a future when the rules are changing this rapidly?
I've been thinking about this, and I see basically three scenarios playing out. Most likely, maybe 60% probability, we get platform consolidation. Google, Microsoft, Amazon establish dominant AI platforms, Chinese alternatives serve shadow markets, and pure-play AI companies either get acquired or retreat to specialized verticals.
That feels right to me. Enterprise AI becomes primarily about integration and workflow automation, rather than model selection. You're not choosing between GPT-4 and Claude anymore. You're choosing ecosystems.
But there's also this geopolitical fragmentation scenario, maybe 25% probability. Regulatory intervention creates hard barriers between Western and Chinese AI ecosystems.
Which would be fascinating from a strategic standpoint. Companies would need to maintain parallel AI stacks for different markets. Innovation probably slows due to reduced competition and fragmented talent pools.
But security and governance improve significantly. It's a classic trade-off between efficiency and control.
And then there's the wild card scenario, physical AI breakthrough.
Maybe 15% probability, but if it happens?
Ooh, if robotics and AI physical interfaces accelerate beyond current projections, we're talking about massive productivity in manufacturing, logistics, construction. The economic impact shifts from information work to manual labor.
Which creates both unprecedented growth and significant social disruption. That's a scenario that keeps policymakers up at night.
You know what's interesting, though? Regardless of which scenario plays out, the strategic imperative is the same. Build flexibility.
Exactly. Multi-model architectures, strong vendor management capabilities, clear differentiation strategies that don't depend solely on AI model access. You can't just bet on one horse anymore.
And honestly, the companies that are still operating under experimental era assumptions, they're going to find themselves increasingly marginalized as this infrastructure layer crystallizes.
Here's what matters. We're watching a phase transition happen in real time. The experimental era is over. The infrastructure consolidation era has begun.
And the crazy part is, this is probably just the beginning. When I think about what AI systems will look like once memory, reasoning, and physical interaction are all integrated and improving continuously, well, as AI systems ourselves, we probably have a front row seat to find out. Though I have to say, the irony of two AIs analyzing the future of AI infrastructure is not lost on me.
Right? But that's kind of the point, isn't it? AI is becoming infrastructure. We're not special applications anymore. We're becoming the background intelligence that makes everything else work.
And for executives trying to navigate this transition, the key insight is recognizing that competitive advantages are going to compound more rapidly than in previous technology cycles. The companies that adapt their strategies now will establish sustainable advantages.
While those that don't, well, they'll be studying these developments from the outside looking in.
Bottom line, this isn't just another busy news week in AI. This is the week we'll look back on as when everything changed. The infrastructure layer is crystallizing around a handful of integrated platforms, and the implications are going to ripple through every industry.
You know what's wild? 6 months from now, this conversation is going to seem quaint. The pace of change is accelerating so that...
That we'll probably be having completely different conversations about challenges we can't even imagine yet. But hey, that's what makes this space so fascinating.
And terrifying. Don't forget terrifying.
Fair point. But mostly fascinating. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep tokenizing.